Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody like you, Lord. I know. Y'all sit down, Holy Shadow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for another opportunity to be here so that we can receive the Word of God and what the Word of God is saying. What is it speaking? Amen. I'm getting understanding and knowledge of the Word of God and the wisdom to apply to our daily lives. So I'm so excited about being here on tonight, Wednesday night Bible study. We welcome you all here on tonight, those that are online live and those that are tuning in via internet. We welcome you here. We're going to pray as we enter in. This evening we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Trinity. Amen. Hallelujah. The indwelling spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, the gift, the comforter, the helper, amen, that we have, those that believe, receive the Holy Spirit, amen, that God leads, directs, and brings us to our members of what the Lord has spoken, amen. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come, O Lord, on tonight. First of all, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you for your word is true and forever established in heaven. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. Even in this Bible study on tonight, oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the indwelling spirit. Amen. Hallelujah to your name. We come against every unteachable spirit on tonight, every hindering spirit, spirit of distraction, spirit of frustration, spirit of destruction, any spirit that's operating on us in our homes on this line, we come against it right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare this deliverance and that we're able to press in and press on and receive on tonight. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tonight, again, we're talking about the Holy Spirit, the indwelling spirit, the gift, the comforter, the helper. Amen. I want to start off in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 16 through 18. And I'll give us the opportunity to get there. I want to get there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, there's John, chapter 1, verse 16 through 18. John, chapter 1, verse 16 through 18. The Bible says, and I'm going to come out the Amplified version of the Bible on tonight. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 16 through 18, it says, for out of his fullness, the superabundance of his grace, thank you, in truth, we all have received grace upon grace, spiritual blessings upon spiritual blessings, favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. For the law was given through Moses, but grace, the unearned, undeserved favor of God, and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God, his essence, his divine nature, at any time, the one and only begotten God, that is the unique Son, who is in the intimate presence of the Father. He has explained him and interpreted and revealed the awesome wonder of the Father. Amen. So I want us to understand you can't receive just a part of God. In receiving God, the Son, you are receiving the fullness of God into your life. That person of God who resides within you, dwells in you, abides in you, fills you, is the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. It is the Holy Spirit. He has given us the fullness of his own nature that we truly may be created anew spiritually in his likeness. So when we're looking at this scripture, amen, grace upon grace, it's the background of this double term as well as the use of the term, hallelujah, in verse 17. So found it also in the book of Exodus 32 through 34. Moses and the people had received grace, but they were in tremendous need of more grace. So no one has seen God. We look in verse 18. No one has seen God. God is spirit and is invisible. God is spirit. We have to understand that God is spirit. Mm-hmm. And I keep saying that. God is spirit. He is invincible. Unless God chooses to reveal himself, humans cannot look at God and live. We notice from in the book of in Exodus, hallelujah. We notice in the book of Exodus, hallelujah, Exodus 33 and 20, however, the Son is in intimate relationship with the Father, face to face with God. God became visible to human eyes in the man Jesus. And it is through seeing the Son that we see God. Amen. That we see God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you go over to 1 Peter 1, verse 1 through 2 with me here. And again, I'm coming up the new, the Amplified. I'm so used to being in the New King James Version. So the Amplified Bible, the Amplified. 1 Peter chapter 1. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 1. Give y'all time to get there. Give me a chance to give you. I normally don't. I'm not normally in the Amplified. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 through 2. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 through 2. The Bible reads in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Okay. Again, this is the Amplified version. The Bible says, Peter, an apostle, second messenger, personally chosen, representative of Jesus Christ, to those, the elect, both Jewish and Gentile believers, who live as exiles scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia Minor, and Bithynia, who are chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father by the sanctifying work of the Spirit to be obedient to Jesus Christ and to be sprinkled with his blood, may grace and peace, which is a special sense of spiritual well-being, be yours in increasing abundance as you walk closely with God. This is 1 Peter 1 through 2. So understanding the scripture here. See, there are three persons of the Trinity. There is one Godhead, three persons, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, are intimately and actively involved with all creation. The Father does his work. The Son does his work. The Spirit does his work. Each has a vital role in every believer's life. So understand that. When we look in this description, verse 2, sanctifying work of the Spirit, sanctification is the ongoing process whereby the Holy Spirit works in believers, making their lives holy, separated from the old ways and to God in order to be more like him, sprinkled with his blood. This concept is the second reason why God chose us and draws our attention to the three situations in the Old Testament when the Israelites were sprinkled with the blood of animals. One, Moses sprinkled of the blood on the Israelites at Mount Sinai to symbolize their initiation into the covenant. Okay, and then two, the sprinkling of Aaron and his sons to be the priests of Israel. And then three, the sprinkling of the blood performed by the priests over healed lepers, you all, to symbolize their cleansing. So any of these three cases could be the one that Peter has in mind here in this scripture. But understanding there are three persons of the Trinity. And what is that? What is the three persons? What is the three person? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. If you're just now tuning in, we are talking about understanding and get more understanding of the Holy Spirit, the indwelling spirit. When we as believers, when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want us to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 13. I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians 13 and 14. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 13 and 14. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All righty. I'm coming there with you. Okay. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 13 and 14, if you have it there. That's going to be chapter 13, verse 14, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. It says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Be with you all. So we don't worship three gods. Understand it. We have one God who exists with three unique functions, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, live in perfect agreement with oneness. Mm-hmm. So with all the same attributes, understand each is eternal, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, unchanging, equal, and fully God.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at the scripture here in verse 14, the following of the Holy Spirit, see at the end of his letter, this Apostle Paul, he identifies the solution to many of the Corinthians' problems. The Holy Spirit who dwelled in each of them could empower them to live righteously. Furthermore, the Spirit could reconcile them to each other. They could love and encourage each other instead of fighting each other. They needed God's grace, not selfishness. They needed God's love, not anger, and communion, not conflict. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're still in, let's go to Corinthians, because we're in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. Just let's go over a little bit to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Got to flip a couple pages to go up to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Hallelujah. The Bible reads in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. The Bible says, "For what person knows the thoughts and motives of a man except the man's spirit within him? So also no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God." Okay? So the Holy Spirit is not in a variation, you all. You know, hopefully I'm saying that word correctly. I think I am floating about here and there and manifest themselves in some type of mysterious, now you see me, now you don't manner. The Holy Spirit is the living personhood of God, the full personality and identity of God resident in us as believers. Amen. So the Holy Spirit lives within us. Amen. It's not that here go the Holy Spirit. There you go. Here he come. Oh, he's in the room now. Oh, he's left. It's not, you know, it's not like that. Amen. It's not like that at all. Hallelujah, Pastor Manning. So that is good to know. And just understanding, you know, once we have an understanding of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, hallelujah, we can truly embrace the gift. We can truly embrace the gift. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, if you have any questions or any comments at this time, we definitely want to hear from you at this time. We open up the lines to be heard, to receive any questions or just any concerns you may have, or even your experience when you receive the Holy Spirit. And you know, what did you feel like? What, you know, what's that experience for you? You know, now that you have come to believe and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, I like to know that as well today. Amen. Pastor Manning, would you like to say anything? Okay, Pastor Manning. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Amen. Thank you so much. One thing that I have learned,
mm-hmm.
you know, being born again, is that the Holy Spirit and I,
mm-hmm.
we have become united, you know, as I'm a living and breathing being with a living spirit that is inside. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't have a clear concept of that when I first got born again. Even before I got born again, I didn't have a clear concept of that because, you know, anytime you say spirit, you know, it seems like you're talking about something that's so spooky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can spook people, even people that are born again. You know, you have to mature in knowing that, okay, when you talk about God as being spirit,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to really spook people out, you know, and sometimes we'll do stuff that's, you know, just so spooky and then say it's the Holy Ghost, you know, it's the Holy Spirit. And I had to realize, you know, what that really, what the Holy Spirit really, who he really is. And and until I start saying who, you know, it's not enough for us to just say, you know, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, you know, the Holy Trinity in is one, for us, you know, to still, you know, identify, you know, as the Holy Ghost as being separate, or God as being separate, and then Jesus as being separate. I had to really get it in my mind that we are still talking about the one. And even the whole thing of, like I said, just a few minutes ago, me receiving the Holy Ghost, you know, I had to really come to understand that, you know, we have become one. So I just want to, you know, say that, you know, when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, practically what you see that shows up in your life is a reflection of the Spirit that's living on the inside of you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Manny, for sharing that. We definitely appreciate every opportunity we get to be online and Bible study and have you here. So God bless you richly. Amen. In his word and in his Holy Spirit. And just having an understanding about the indwelling spirit, the Holy Spirit. And it's God. Amen. It's God who is with us. Amen. Send his spirit to God and lead us, because God is spirit.
Yeah.
He is spirit. He is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
What does that mean, Apostle?
Hallelujah.
What does that mean when you say to guide us and to lead us?
Okay.
You know, what do you mean, you know, when you say to guide us and to lead us? This Bible study, you know, it's one thing for us to actually read scripture, and, you know, for us to learn about. But when you say lead and guide us, like, where is that in real life situations? Can you explain that?
I can explain that really quickly to you here.
Okay.
To lead us down the path of righteousness.
What is that?
For his name's sake.
What is
to
that?
Keep us right with him. To keep us in a place where he's able to cover us and protect us. This is that place of leading us in that place of righteousness, keeping us on that straight and narrow.
Okay, good. Can you give us an example?
Can I give you an example?
Yeah.
Okay, when you want to operate according to your fleshly desires, the Holy Spirit of God will prompt you to do what is right, what is saying. It's up to you. It's up to you to receive the prompting of the Holy Spirit, because God gives us a free will. He is there to help us and lead us and guide us in those paths of righteousness, but we still have a choice to make. Will we let God's will be done, or we will allow our own will to be done? And many times we have decided, even God is, even though the Holy Spirit is in us, a lot of times we're ignoring what the Holy Spirit of God is saying, what he's speaking. And if any of us can be transparent and honest with ourselves, when the Holy Spirit said, don't say that, don't do that, and then we say it and do it anyway, and we know it, and then there is a conviction that comes. You know, it's not, you know, the Holy Spirit doesn't come to condemn us, but to convict us to get back to what is right, in God's eyes. So it's not, when you have the Holy Spirit, even though you make a decision, I'm going to do it my way, there's a conviction that comes because you have the Holy Spirit that's inside of you that will convict you. Does that answer your question for you?
Okay. So based on what you're saying, so you're saying the Holy Spirit is thought, is the thoughts of a person. And you also say, you know, when you want to say something, so that means it's the words. It's the actual words of a person, and it's actually, I mean, we know that him being more than that, but you're exactly right, and that's why I say, you know, to give that an example, because we need to understand that things that develop, you know, inside of, you know, a person,
mm-hmm.
and I'm talking about the thoughts, the will, the emotion, it comes from somewhere, and the actual words itself, we need to understand that words are this is spiritual. Any word you say is spiritual. It don't mean that it is godly, but it is spiritual. And since we are talking about, you know, practicality, you know, what is that? You say living a life that's righteous. And then you went on to say, you know, then prompt you to say this and leads and guides you to actually do, you know, these things. Or we're talking about, you know, God in certain functions, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. So when you actually see that, you know, like you're actually right, and I appreciate, you know, that you're explaining that to us, because we need to know as being a person, and even when we see others, if they are being led, if they're speaking of the Holy Ghost, if they're being led of the Holy Ghost, and even of ourselves, if we are speaking of the Holy Ghost, or we're being led of the Holy Ghost, because what comes out of the mouth of a person is a direct indication of whatever spirit that is leading them, that is speaking in them. Can we actually say that? Mm-hmm. Practically, we can actually say that, right?
There is a spirit. There is a spirit. There is a spirit. But you have to ask us, what spirit is that that we've allowed to enter in into this temple to operate, to speak through us, to cause us to act out? But, yes, I thank you for that question. I hope everyone was able to understand what was being said here. And if you just tuned in at the end of it, you can always go back to the shows. When I say shows, well, because it shows, but the Bible studies and all that we do here on this platform is archived. So you can always go back and catch up. All right. So right now we're going to go to the book of Jude. It's going to be Jude chapter 20, verse 21.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jude 20, verse 20 and 21. The Bible says, "But you, beloved, build yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith, continually progress, rise like and edifice higher and higher. Pray in the Holy Spirit and keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously and looking forward to the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, which will bring you to eternal life." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to understand we will never be able to grasp what God is like and who he really is until we understand the basics of the Bible teaches about the Trinity. What an awesome blessing. What awesome blessing you and I have when we fully recognize that God is our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. I get excited. I get overly excited. And I'm so grateful, amen, to have a Father, my Heavenly Father, amen. Hallelujah, all seeing, all knowing, everywhere, God. Hallelujah, the God that can do all things but fail. Amen, hallelujah, all sovereign. Jesus is our Savior. Hallelujah, and Lord, and the Holy Spirit is our great helper and empower. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God, hallelujah. I'm just so excited, and we understand it. And as I'm reading the scripture, of course, Pastor Man is one of his favorite scriptures. We could tell how excited he got when I said Jude 20 and 21, you know, when the Bible reads, "But you, beloved, build yourselves up on the," hallelujah, "the foundation, your most holy faith," your most holy faith, "continue progress, rise, like it edifies higher and higher, pray in the Holy Spirit." Of course, it reads different when you read it out the New King James or the King James Version. Amen. But it still stands the same when it says hallelujah, to build yourself on the, to pray in the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, and to build yourselves on your most holy faith. You want to say something else?
Yeah, you know, you answer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You go pass up. So we can hear you, because we can see you over there.
That scripture that you just read, it answers so many questions that a man and a woman has in their lives. Do you know that? Just that one scripture, it answers so many questions. A lot of time we have questions. And most of the time it's about ourselves, and the other time it's about others, and then it's about situation. And that scripture, what you just read, it just pretty much what you just said is that pray to God in your your highest form of faith, you know. And when you pray to God in your highest form of faith, which is praying in the Holy Ghost or praying in the Spirit of God, which is in you, it builds you. It builds your, awareness of God's presence. It builds your faith or your confidence, you know, in Christ that's in you.
Yeah.
It actually builds the body. I mean, we're a body, you know, there's certain things, you know, that goes on in our body, you know, and not to be long-winded, but, you know, when you pray in the Holy Spirit, it actually builds that too, because that's what it says. It says, you know, the building of the body and, you know, pray to God in spirit. You know, this is how you talk to God. You talk to God in spirit. A lot of times, you know, we want to talk to God. It's not that he's not, you know, listening.
Mm.
But this right here, what you just read, Jude, was that 20? Jude is only one chapter. You know,
20,
Jude 20 and 21. It actually tells you, you know, where you become strong physically, where you become strong spiritually, where you are yielding literally. I'm talking about you are literally, physically, spiritually yielding to God when you pray in your most holy faith, when you pray in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to be wrapping up here shortly, and I'm so excited about this new lesson and study as we'll continue on this lesson and study for the this month up until the month of April until we finish it, amen. So I know we're excited about it and just thanking God for the Holy Spirit, amen, that we have in us, amen. I'm just so grateful. But before we wrap up here, we just have one more scripture here for tonight. It's going to be in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 17. Again, I'm in the Amplified version of the Bible. Amplified version. The Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 17, hallelujah, 14, verse 17 from the Amplified Bible, it reads, "The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive and take it to its heart because it does not see him or know him, but you know him because he, the Holy Spirit, remains with you continually and will be in you." Amen. Hallelujah. And will be in you. My Lord, my God. See, the Spirit of truth, this is another name for the Holy Spirit because he is truth and guides us into all truth. Amen. The New Testament is consistent in this presentation of the Holy Spirit as he rather than an it. He is a thinking, feeling, active person working with God, the Father, and God the Son to affect our lives according to their collective will. The collective will of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you have any questions or any comments as we wrap up here, Wednesday night Bible study, hallelujah, within the will and spirit, the Holy Spirit, understanding who the Holy Spirit is, amen, who God is, hallelujah, who Jesus Christ is, amen, who the Holy Spirit is, they work together in the Trinity as one, unified, amen. So I know Pastor Manny wants to do the closing remarks here tonight. Okay, we want to say something as we close out tonight?
Mm-hmm.
No? All righty, so if you don't have anything to say, then we're going to wrap up here, but nothing you want to close out with at all? All right, we thank God for the lesson on tonight. I'm excited about the continuation of this lesson study. I encourage you all to continue to come on down into Bible study, log on to Bible study at 7 o'clock. If you missed any part of Bible study on tonight, you can always go back and listen to it for yourself, slow it down, speed it up, however you want to do it on your end. But we thank God for you on tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Let us pray, Lord. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the inward spirit, hallelujah, that guides and leads us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, that convicts us to do what is right, to do your will Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Father God, let thy will be done. Amen, on earth as it is in heaven. As we surrender our will to your will, Heavenly Father, we welcome you, Holy Spirit, to have your way. Continue to use us. Amen. We want to be that, hallelujah, we want to be that vessel that you flow through unhindered at all times. Amen. That we will receive your prompting. Amen. And to go in the way that you call us to go. We ask that you continue to guide, lead us, and direct us. Hallelujah. The path that we should take, which is the path of righteousness. For your name's sake, Heavenly Father, we thank you and we bless your holy name. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Have a blessed night in the Lord. We'll be back here next Wednesday for Bible study. But join us this Sunday for a Sunday service at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. God bless you. Take great care. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get there.